What's up, weebs? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show on the internet. And I have an episode that is special for you today, not only because we're going to be talking about Naruto, and not only because I have a awesome guest with my friend Bill, but it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things, a lot of specific things, a lot of broad things, a little bit of a character review, character study, character tweak, all in then. We'll get to it in a second because I want to tell you about my sponsor for this episode, and that is The Skin Store. The Skin Store, for over 20 years, has been the number one destination for premium skincare, hair care, beauty products, with over 8,000 different products from 300 different brands. The Skin Store has you covered for your hair, cosmetics, supplements, and of course, skincare needs. So find your favorite brands like Elta MD, New Face, Olaplex, and more, and all in one place with gifts with almost every single purchase. So right now, The Skin Store is offering our listeners 20% off your next purchase by using the code POD. That's code POD for 20% off your next purchase at skinstore.com/pod.list. Skin Store, have the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Exclusions may apply. Mine are going to be on the way pretty soon, hopefully. I got to have my skin buttery soft. The sun is out. The gun's got to be out. And my face has to be looking pretty good as well. So make sure you guys hit up on this offer. Get your 20% off your next purchase. We may be weebs, but we still got to look good as well. So get ready for the classic Heyo on the other side. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast. Another week, another episode. Let's get it popping. I got some exciting stuff coming on the horizon. Obviously, I told you guys I was going to have guests on the show, and this episode is no different. I'm excited because we're going to be talking about a childhood classic, a childhood favorite of just not myself and my guest today, which I'll get to in a second, guys. I know you guys are calm down. We're gonna get to that in a second. I hope you guys have been enjoying the recent content. Talking about some Jujutsu Kaisen. Probably gonna talk about that a little bit more later in the month as well, because as soon as I drop the Jujutsu Kaisen episode, Jujutsu Kaisen wants to do some crazy shit again and makes me want to talk about it again. But we'll get to that when it comes to it. But for today, we're talking Naruto, and I got a friend of mine, and you know what? I'll let you introduce yourself. Tell the weebs why you're here, man.
All right. What up, Chris? For the people listening, my name is Bill Trofesky. I'm with the Way Podcast, and I'm just here to talk about Naruto Shippuden, best anime, arguably could have been one of the best shows of all time.
And I mean, like, if someone did say to you, hey, I think Naruto and Naruto Shippuden is the best anime I've ever seen. Could you really deny it?
I mean, I'm not the biggest weeb. I've seen a few animes, but no, I can't deny that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know about you. I like sports, right? My favorite sport being basketball, football being real close. Yeah. There's levels to this, right? It's especially in MMA. That's a common saying. There's levels to this. There's good, there's great, there's excellent, right?
Yeah.
I think Naruto is one of those shows where, you know, it's in the echelon in the group of select shows that it could be considered one of the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Quick sidetrack. You said basketball. Basketball is going on right now. UConn Big East. I'm freaking on that every day, having heart attacks now that they're healthy, but
I was gonna say, I'm glad you brought that, because I was just watching some listening to some radio in the morning, and I heard Gonzaga was still undefeated,
because people hate on them because they're mid-major, but they're good.
I just don't understand that, but yeah, I'm excited for the tournament, to be honest. I can't believe it's been a year without March Madness basketball, right? Like, yep. It's actually really wild to think about.
Feels like yesterday they were stopping, like, Xavier Creighton, or like their games got stopped in the third, mm-hmm. like not third quarter, the second half.
That's right. And I think tomorrow
was it like, what's today? It's the 10th. Tomorrow, I think, is the anniversary of, I think, Rudy Gobert getting
I think that was yesterday. I saw it on Twitter. It yeah, then? Where he's like touching the microphones and everything. Everybody's laughing. It's like, shit, the guy actually had COVID. What's his name? His teammate, Donovan Mitchell, was pissed at him for like a week.
Bro, I heard the relationship was fractured for a little bit, for a few months, but they seem to be all right now. But I don't know. I was just thinking about it today. I was like, man, that was really kind of the start where everyone's like, oh, this is kind of real then.
Yeah.
Hold on. No sports?
I was down on spring break in Florida, and I just slowly see like everything change. And it's like, yo, I'm going to hop on a plane now while I can.
I was going to say, sure shit gets too hot. Let me hop up out of here.
Big fact.
But I'm glad that actually, this makes it a lot easier. Got another sports guy on here on the show. That doesn't happen too often, Weaves. That does not happen too often, but it does. But about Naruto being the best. I guess let's start with the big three, I guess. And the constant, this will never go away, but Bleach, One Piece, Naruto, the original big three, will always be compared to one another until you and I are gone. So how do you feel? You said you haven't watched a lot of shows, but I'm sure you know a little bit maybe about Bleach and One Piece.
Well, my roommate, my last year roommate, a college student, was he was a big anime head. Like he would always tell me he was obsessed with One Piece. He'd always tell me like Bleach was amazing the first season, but apparently I haven't seen the show. But once the main villain gets defeated, it sort of falls off. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're not totally wrong. People know me for it. I'm a little bit of a Bleach apologist. I'm a little bit of a Naruto apologist as well. But especially a big, I make a lot of excuses for Bleach and Naruto. But I think anybody who really likes Bleach knows that it took a dip after one of the major antagonists pretty much got murked. So you heard right a little bit.
That's the next show on my list. I just finished the My Hero Academia, so I'm about to watch that one real soon.
What are your thoughts real quick on My Hero Academia, though?
I like that show a lot. That's dope. That might be like second, third favorite. Yeah, because I like the way the story goes. My friend told me once, I don't want to say a spoiler alert, but I guess All For One gets beat, he says, oh, it, like, falls off a bit, and it kind of does, but it's not too bad. Up till that point, it was gas, and even after, it's kind of chill.
I think the fifth season's coming this year, this spring, I believe, if I remember correctly. So, it gets better, to be honest. It does dip, though, even after that, but it actually picks up. There's some hype moments. Yeah.
I'm excited. But one of like the problems with that show, and I think people will agree with, is I have no fucking idea whose name is who, because there's so many different names.
They throw a lot of characters.
They do, and they do a good job with them, but I don't know who's who.
Exactly. You know what? And that's actually kind of a strength for Naruto. I think Naruto throws in a decent amount of characters if we just stick it to even just in part one. There's a good cast of characters, but it never feels overwhelming. At least when I was watching it, I always felt like, oh, I know that. That's Kiba. You know, that's Hinata or something like that. You know, I never really lost track. And I think the story, I mean, obviously part one, people love part one. I think people think part one's like a masterpiece just on its own. Like if Naruto didn't even continue, you know, after that into Shippuden, I think people would still be talking about Naruto, but that's just me.
No, I agree. Like Shippuden has more like high stakes stuff and entertaining stuff, but because Naruto was done so well, I like Naruto more than Shippuden.
Yeah. I feel like over the years I've gone back and forth between which was my favorite part.
Because I just saw the other day, like the pain arc is like the number one out of any anime, too, like for any arc. I respect that.
It's up there for one of the greatest arcs. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And it's crazy because that's a Shippuden arc. It doesn't feel like it because it was kind of so early into... I think it was like... Because I think when Shippuden started, we got the... It was the Gaara retrieval arc or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then that kind of led into... Yeah, I guess that kind of led into the Pain arc there.
And yeah, Shippuden started so strong up till that point. But Naruto, like, just stayed so consistently well, developed the character so well. And it didn't need to be anything crazy. Like, it's just well-crafted.
I think that's what people kind of sleep on with Naruto in particular. I think that it's the character and the development. I don't think people give it its due respect. Because I think when people think of character development, and I'm not saying Naruto is like this deep and heavy, you know, characters going through their struggles.
Well, that swing. Swing gets a lot of screen time.
Hey, Swing's like, what, top 10 character, you know?
Oh, S tier right there.
Exactly. So, you know, when we put it like that, maybe Naruto is one of the greatest enemies. I think people like to put One Piece on this pedestal of having the greatest character development out of the big three, but I think you could take any character from Naruto, take them from where they started and where they ended. Some of the characters from Naruto kind of glow up a little bit better than they do in other shows, I believe.
Yeah, like, what characters in your mind?
I was thinking of Shikamaru. Shikamaru is my favorite character.
Yeah, he's good.
And I think, and it's not like, in character development, I think people kind of skew that idea of character, or is in strength, or they go from happy to sad, or something simple like that. Shikamaru, man, going from lethargic, lazy. I mean, he's still a little bit lazy, but finding purpose, duty within himself, from his elders, and wanting to carry on, you know, do something for the next generation. From him just being some kind of lazy kid, no motivation, to advising when Kakashi was the Hokage, and then when Naruto currently is the Hokage. I know. I think it speaks volumes about, you know, Kishimoto and able to write some of these characters.
That's true. I didn't even, like, think about his development like that. You're right. He literally goes from, like, lazy casual to, like, taking the responsibility. And, I mean, you saw what the Sasuke retrieval arc, he really cared about the people with him. But
That's actually a good point. That does seem kind of like a good starting point for him. And speaking of Sasuke retrieval arc, how wild is... Like, I don't think... People don't realize how great that arc was. Like, the fights in that. The action sequences.
I was hooked on every fight. That's back, like, prime Naruto, where each move is like, ooh. Oh, I have no idea who's going to win. This guy does this move. Yes. Oh, he analytically planned this thing. Like, yo.
Yeah, the fights felt crafted, right? You know what I mean? Like, they felt like people... Whoever... I can't for the life of me remember who was animating the Studio Pierrot. I'm sorry. Studio Pierrot was doing the animation for that. And that was back in what, 2002?
Yeah.
I mean, that was when, so this was over two decades ago. And to this day, I love the fights from that. Like, was it the Sound 4 versus the, you know, the, like, I'm trying to think of the Neji one versus
the Spider Guy. What's his name?
The Spider Guy. I'm sorry. That fight was kind of raw. That was a raw fight for a part.
I know, but that one was gas too. Like, literally think he's going to lose, but then he pulls a move. But, like, I do wish I like Choji. I do like him as a character, but I do think the story would have been better if he died at that part.
In that arc, when he ate the
pill, which is supposed to kill you. I think it was just...
Oh, yeah.
It would have made it seem more real. It would have been more dramatic.
I kind of see where you're going with that, because that's one of my criticisms with Naruto. I don't have a lot of them, but one of them is which characters died and which characters didn't die. Yeah. I always thought Neji should have stayed alive. Like, I don't understand that. And, like, characters like Choji. Yeah, you know what? Maybe he should have bit the bullet, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, maybe.
I mean, I like the character, but when a good character dies, too, it adds to the story when done right.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's what they were trying to go for with the Neji one.
Yeah, but...
but it just felt like they just needed, like, oh my God, we're about to wrap this war up and, like, no one died, really? Shit, Neji.
Right, yo, Neji, jump up real quick, even though I bet Naruto could move or some shit.
Oh, facts. It infuriates me, actually, a little bit. I'm just thinking about it. Same thing with the Hinata in the pain art. I thought she was going to die there, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I thought Hinata was going to bite the bullet on that one and kind of send Naruto's character in, like, a different trajectory moving forward in Shippuden, but...
That would have been interesting, too. And, like, I do like that we get to see they slacked the development, because then at the very end, it's like, oh, shit, now they're married. We never see them go out on a date or anything after, or even, like, a...
And that's...
Hey, Hinata, thank you, you know, for what you did and saving me real quick. No, not even that.
Yeah, and that's brings it to, like, another one of the, like, gripes with the, I think a lot of people have with the show, is with the ending relationships. We just don't see any of it developed for a lot of the pairs. Like, I guess you could say for the Sasuke Sakura one, I guess there was some development throughout the show, right? The Hinata Naruto one was mainly one-sided. Well, then again, actually, the Sasuke Sakura one's kind of one-sided too.
But they were, like, together for, like, a long time. It was you always see it.
At least there was seeds being planted with that one. So as for the other ones, they were like, you know what? Let's just start throwing these kids together. You know, let's just, like, Choji. Speaking of Choji, marrying, oh my God, for love me, some cloud.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, though.
And I'm like, not against the character. I'm just like, I just, you know, we just never saw them ever interact ever. Nope.
So. Shikamaru and his girl, like, we see that, which I like that one. But then there's...
That was actually...
Yeah, that was good. Sai was with, what's her name again? You saw him as cute, which, like, okay, but I want to say there should be more development with all the relationships, but there should be more development with everyone, and that's, like, a main problem everybody has with Naruto.
When people, like, point to reasons why they wouldn't put it above some other anime, it usually goes to the shipping, you know? And for me, shipping was, like, never it. Like, I don't care when I watch a show. Like, I really don't care about that crap most of the time. Speaking of shipping, like, I know that's more of a, like, a fairy tale. I don't know if you ever watch any.
I've never seen that fairy one, tale. No.
Oh man, if you thought the Naruto pairings were a little underdeveloped, then fairy tale would blow your goddamn mind. They just, like, every single male character has a female counterpart, and they just put them together just because they need to be, they just need to be together or some shit like that. I believe it's
wild. Like, I think my roommate, I saw him watching that. That's the one with the flying cat, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's got a six pack or, like, fucking the biggest breast in the world.
Hiro Mashima. Yeah, the creator of that show, or the manga show, I implore you, Bill, and everybody who's watching right now, go to his Twitter account. It's easy to find, and he draws a lot. Like, he's always posting his drawing, and, like, if you ever need some material, I mean, that man will draw females. I don't know. He's got a weird kink, man, and he loves drawing these beautiful women, man. But more power to him. More power to him. He's a good artist.
I bet if I go on Twitter, he's got a nice following.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to see a few hundred thousands. You know, that's just and a few, you know, retweet. I like, honestly, every time he posts a picture, they on it. They on it like white on rice, man. It's crazy.
Bet, I believe it.
But Naruto. Oh,
one more thing, too. We're saying like the deaths, too.
Yeah.
Kakashi's probably my top three favorite characters. Great character. But if he died with that pain scene, like if that was the end of him for good, I think that would have been great for the development, too.
I honestly thought that. I don't know if I remember watching that, and I was like, I didn't think he was going to die, but I thought he was actually going to be like wounded to a point where like he wouldn't be a like a ninja anymore or something like that. When I saw him, I was like, oh, this actually might be like the end of him, like, his ninja career right here. And I would agree with you. The only thing is that we would have never had that
Kakashi fight. Yeah.
And that fight, I'm sorry.
Wait, what if he was reincarnated with like the rest of them?
Oh yeah, then definitely that. Yeah, if he died, they would have definitely.
And then, yo, what if like he comes back to life from Kabuto or something? But then it's like Kakashi Sensei, you're back, and he's like, "What happened?" And then like they say, "What happened?" And like,
oh shit!
That would have been chills.
Oh shit! Oh, see, the thing is, they should have done that anyway with some other character. I don't know why
they could have done that.
Yeah, they come with some bullshit excuse saying that they couldn't find the body, so he technically could find Deidara's body. But like, yeah, who's blown to bits? What did they find? An ear? And then they said, "Oh, this is enough." Like, yeah, the rules of Naruto, I swear, did not. Some of it was ass backwards. But yeah, imagine if Jiraiya was in that final arc. I don't think anybody would be upset. They would like, "All right, fuck yeah. I don't care if you mess. I don't care if you went back on your rules." Jiraiya's back. That's what I matter. For like
a they already time. Went back enough. Just full on commit by that point. Throw Jiraiya in.
you're right, because by the final arc, like people were already like, all right, this is kind of going on. This is dragon heavy. At least give us some kind of fan service, you know?
But then yeah, that whole war arc, like people were telling me after the pain arc, it falls off a bit. And man, that drag, like not talking about the fillers, like just even the legit war arc part. Ugh, I wish
there's a lot. There's a lot of part of the wars that I think a lot of people just did not.
There care was about. Like there was the whole Gingaku, like the two brothers who have the nine-tailed chakra.
Jeez, man, I.
Wait, did I lose you?
Oh, you still there?
Okay.
All right, cool.
I didn't hear you.
My bad. All right, that's cool. Sorry about that.
No, that's all good.
But I totally actually forgot all about the those two characters that they had. I think because their main importance was that they just had what sacred weapons or
do you? That, and they were eaten by the nine tails, and then they ate him from the inside to get chakra. So that's why they can use these weapons. So they had like nine tailed chakra, kinda. But they also had the weapons.
That's right. Okay. You know, because who do they fight? They had a fight with, was it Shikamaru? Well, actually, no, Shikamaru was a part of that. It was Inoshika Cho. Yeah. Was that fight?
Was it? I remember the sand guy, the sand ninja. I remember he was there. Was he sand?
Okay.
He fucks up and says his name, and he almost gets captured. And then he says sorry a lot, so then he doesn't get captured.
That's right. Yeah, that's okay. You know, now it's kind of coming together a little bit. Like I said, some of these parts of the war, if it was been cut, no one would even, it would, not only would it slim it down and kind of make the war seem more important, like one big action after another, it would carry more weight. Like, I'm trying to think of another piece of the war they could have just scrapped, to be honest, like the trying to think.
I think they would just scrap the whole thing even. Like literally.
Hey, you heard it here first on we've got just take it all.
And just go in a different direction.
Well, that's interesting. Like where so it's been so long and the war that part drags on so long. Yeah. It's so weird to think about how it even came to be. You know what I mean? Like how the, you know, and how the war started.
Yeah. But, Obito with the white setsus and reincarnation.
Damn, you're right. Yeah, and the Madara.
Yeah.
the Infinite Tsukuyomi. Ah, yeah, true. You know what? They could have, because I want to have Madara still be a big part of it, and obviously you have to have Obito.
Yeah. But I feel like you don't need the war for it. You know, they could just kept getting the tailed beast or something.
Yeah, I think the war was like it had to be like an excuse to use characters they just haven't used that much up until that point, or something. Because, like Guy, for example, I like him, but I like him more because all that because of the cool stuff he did in the war. I mean, not like the war, but his fight with Madara was kind of hype. So
another great spot, great character, but another good spot for a character to die. I don't know.
I mean, you know what? He, in my mind, he kind of did. Like, he was wheelchair bounded at that point by the end of the war. True. This man was like, I'm gonna stop wilding. I'm gonna let my son or my lookalike.
Yeah, I always forget they're not related.
Yeah, we talked about this before recording and about Boruto a little bit. Because Lee also does have a protege. I don't want to call him son either.
Yeah, wait, he's not a son?
Well, it's never been explicitly said. Neither in, I don't know about the anime because, like I said, I don't really watch the anime because it's just too much filler shit and it's kind of boring. Yeah. But in the manga, it's never said. To be honest, the manga is so much different from the anime. It's kind of crazy how, like, they don't really focus on the kids too much. It's really focused on really about Boruto, his dad. Wow.
Boruto's dad.
I should be. Yeah. I was going to bring. Look, David. Bill. Look, I was going to make that joke. I had it written down. I said, I'm going to make a Boruto dad joke at some point in this episode. I didn't think I would do it unintentionally already. So I kind of, I look, my finger kind of hit the trigger a little. I slipped. All right. You know, I'm sorry. But Lee has a little lookalike protege. And people assume that it's his actual son because, you know, every one of his friends shacked up with some other character anyway, and they have their own children. So people assume, like, oh, Lee must have got together with somebody. Like, people think it's Tenten, which, like I said, I don't care, but just if that's what it is, then just that's what it is. Like, I could care less, but.
Yeah, that'd be an odd one, I feel like, but I don't know. I don't focus too much on that stuff, but.
Yeah, it's just.
It didn't strike me as bad, and again, no character really gets development, so. I don't know, it would have shocked me.
It wouldn't shock. I was going to say, like, that kind of news, if it came out or if it was confirmed in some panel or whatever, I'd be like, oh, okay, nice. Well, moving on. But, like I said, this guy's not the only character, though. I feel like in the war that, you know, even though the war was dragged on, the war did help his character a little bit. And it kind of helps another character of mine. I think, look, Kakashi was always a dope character anyway. War or not, but like we said before, that Obito fight.
Though, oh yeah, that's close.
I didn't think Naruto had good fights left in it, you know. And going back to the sports thing, man. Look, I know LeBron. I know he's getting up in age. I still think he has good. Maybe honestly, I think he has like 2-3 years left of like top tier basketball. Yeah. Right. I didn't expect Naruto. In his final stage of their career to pull out a fight like that. Then again, LeBron won a ring last year. So I'm like, I guess anything's possible at this point.
It's true. And like, you could have reached that point without the war arc, I feel like. But there were moments like that, or like Madara showing up, that just like kept, like, I was still happy to watch the show, even though I was starting to see some issues with it.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it has its moments. Like, there are moments, kind of speckled throughout that war arc where you're like, oh, man, that was actually kind of clean.
True. You know what?
I'm trying to think.
You know how, yeah, I would, like, how I would change Naruto Shippuden if I could?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I need to hear that. I want to hear that.
So, I mean, of course, not like a perfect system. It's got to be tweaked and edited. But
of course,
step one, cut out the war arc. We said that.
I think we can get some support on that. I don't think anyone's going to get mad at us for saying that.
Yeah, so they can still like come back to Modern and all that stuff, just in a different way. Step two, I think it'll be all right. So Sakura can like punch stuff really hard, which gives her strength somehow. And early on, she can do that.
No, I'm sorry. Look, Sakura Stan. Look, I know y'all kind of crazy. I seen y'all on Twitter. All right. But don't come at me and my man Bill here. We didn't mean to laugh.
Because useless is, Sakura. Nah. I respect her. She's a good character. But yeah, early in Naruto, remember she's like the first one to climb the tree and she has great chakra control?
Yeah, there's that.
And she can punch real hard. So because of her chakra control. I don't mean it like that.
And No, look. I got you. Look, we here. I'm here with you.
Bet. So yeah, she can punch real fucking hard. But one, she got the chakra control, all the strength. So why not have her be the one who learns Sage Mode instead of Naruto?
Look, so that's actually a really good point, because Sage Mode is more like a because isn't that, that's a physical thing. You know, you don't need to be you don't have to have a certain infinity for chakra like fire or lightning or water or whatever. You don't need to be a part of a clan or anything. I mean, who cares about Sakura's clan in the first place? But and it's a thing that boosts your physical stats. Like, that's what Sage Mode is. It's using the Earth's chakra, and boosting your physical straight attributes and not your, like, ninjutsu stuff. So it kind of would have worked. And imagine if Sakura and Naruto going Sage Mode against Pain. Like, I'm not saying Sakura had to, like, help deliver the final blow to Pain. But she could have had a good, she could have had some maybe... Imagine Sage Mode Sakura having a good episode or two of fighting Pain. You know, obviously she, you know, gets wounded, you know, something like that by the end of it. But that would have been a lot better. And she would actually, you know, had a part. She would have been, you know, a little more useful, you know, in the Pain invasion. But
And then I guess you'd substitute Hinata doing what she did. But at the same time, I like Hinata doing what she does.
Yeah, that's kind of hard, because I really liked that moment, too. Because up until that point, I didn't feel like... Yeah, like I said, the relationship was kind of one-sided anyway. So that point, it was like, oh, Naruto's like, oh, she really do fuck with me like that then, huh? All right, wait. Okay. I mean, this is the wrong time to think about it, but yeah. All right, let's handle this first.
Exactly.
Then we're going to get to that. But yeah, that's a hard part of the story, like, to replace.
Maybe, right? Like, Sakura, like, then gets beat, and then she comes out, and then she gets beat too, or maybe like,
I guess
that doesn't work.
Maybe a Hinata and Sakura versus Pain little moment, maybe them team up or something. Because I love the moment when like Naruto comes, he comes back to the village, he just mastered Sage Mode, and they're like, bro, he's back from training. Like, that moment's goated. I think that's one of the greater moments in the show. But damn, they really just said, we're just gonna let Naruto do it. I mean, they really just said, you know, look, we did all we could, and that wasn't even we barely did. And the thing is, it's not like they didn't destroy any of the paths. Naruto had to wipe him too.
Yeah, you have to wipe all of them.
Yeah. Wait, maybe did the rest of the characters like maybe deal with the paths of Pain? And I was like, no, Naruto had to wipe. Damn, he really had to clean up. Not clean up. This man opened the store, worked a 12-hour shift, had to come back in and close it.
Bro, he's fucking down there with the frog on the shoulder. He's like, all right, you're with Dry when he died, right? Yeah. So how many Pains were there? Six. But there's six right now. Yeah. But look at everything else going around. Yeah. They could take one of those fuckers out. Damn.
Look, like, I get how Jiraiya couldn't take any out because he fought all six by himself.
He did take out, that. Like, I think three of them, but then they got brought back to life.
Yeah, they got brought back. So that's understandable. Jiraiya put in work. Like, he's
even
he's
Kakashi got one of them.
But he fought. Yeah, he did. That's right. That's right. Oh yeah, he's a light. Not Chidori. I guess what is his technique? Look, I've always forget his
light. I think it's Chidori. Yeah, he taught it to Sasuke. Yeah.
Is it Chidori? Okay. I just don't know why I thought he had like a different name to it or something weird. But just imagine if you were coming back to the village, you know, you notice this threat. They're like, all right, so it's not like I gotta do everything. I had a whole village. The Hokage's there, Tsunade's there, this Jonin.
I know. Be like, of all of this, the strongest village in of the whole Naruto universe, y'all gonna take out one?
Oh, I was gonna say, imagine if he went up to Sand Village. Man,
place also, what's his name? No, the kid got one too.
Oh, Konohamaru. Yeah. I think, is that when he used his Rasengan for the first time?
I forgot how he did it, but like he tricked one and yeah, he got one of them.
That's, all right. You know what? He's kind of cool. I do think eventually, the way it seems like how Boruto's kind of setting up, it does seem like they're going to set Konohamaru as the next Hokage, as kind of like the stopgap. Not stopgap. All Hokages are, they're not all created equal, right? Some Hokages are cooler than the others, but kind of how like Kakashi was. He was like, I'll step in the Hokage for a little bit because I know Naruto's going to do it, but he just ain't ready yet. So I'll be the Hokage for a little bit. I feel like that's what's going to happen with Konohamaru because he's a Jonin now and Boruto and all that stuff. His dream was also to become like his grandfather and become a Hokage and all that stuff. So, but you know, that's a whole nother topic for another show, because there's a lot of people who want Boruto to be the next Hokage, even though he's explicitly said he doesn't care for not being Hokage. And then his friend Sarada,
he's gonna get it. Who wants to predict that?
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. If I had to put money on it, I'm gonna put money on her. And if they do it, and the thing is, look, Naruto, they do females dirty.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I love the show. I love the manga. But some female characters, they're not always written that well. So I would not be surprised if they do it dirty and they, like, have Boruto become the Hokage anyway. That would not surprise me.
True. One damn bit. Sarada gets done pretty dirty. You got 10-10, who's just too OP. She got the 10-10 gates.
I mean, obviously, like, 10-10, what? Like, top one best female character ever in that goddamn show.
Maybe for those YouTube videos, who can take on Naruto and Sasuke in their prime, she's, like, one of the few.
She's got it. It's 10-10. It's Shuzune.
Ramen guy. Assistant. Ramen guy.
It's Ramen guy. The pig Shuzune has. you know, these are, like, the upper echelon of people that can take on Naruto. So, but I mean, I think obviously it seems like you know it too, that Naruto doesn't have the greatest track record in writing, you know, female characters.
But they did, they did one character. What's her name? She was in the Akatsuki with the paper bombs.
She was a boss. Oh, okay. You know what? That's probably one exception. Where every time she was on screen, I cared a little bit because I was like, oh, because we never get to see her too serious other than the fight with Obito or Toby, I guess Toby at the time. But like she had like a certain air around her. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know she's cool. I know she's bad. She hasn't even done that yet, but I know she's pretty bad.
Yeah, her and Tsunade though are like the only female characters that get the respect. You definitely could have done better with it.
Yeah. And even them, they could have done better. But, you know, Tsunade, I think, her development is actually kind of good, now that I think about it. Because remember, she didn't really want to be Hokage. You know, I remember that was like a whole little, that was a few episodes right there when like of just Naruto and Jiraiya like, look, can you just be Hokage? Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, not me, but you are perfect for it. And Tsunade out here drunk on her ass, yeah, gambling. She's going
through problems.
I'm like, is she really a much better choice? You know, like, both of y'all really ain't really suited for it, I guess. And we dead ass, they ain't not going to Orochimaru for it, so.
And that was, like, good development with her story. But again, that's a Naruto, not Shippuden.
That's, oh yeah, you know what? That wasn't part one, right? Damn. But also,
Conan fight. Wait, I said her name right, Conan? Conan.
Yeah,
One more thing I'd edit with Naruto too is how she wins the fight, but then apparently the eye brings you back to life now. So you got this eyeball that starts off making you able to like track your opponents and copy their moves.
But now it also
brings you back to life. And then like also Itachi later on can put people in loops with it. And then also you get a superpower with it. And then also you get a Susanoo with it. Like, bro, what is this eye?
You know, I was thinking about, I thought that's what they were going to do with do with Naruto. I thought they were going to like make him like crazy OP. Because you remember when Itachi made Naruto like swallow that crow? And that had, I think that was Shisui's eye, I believe. And I was like, wait, they're not going to get Naruto and Susanoo, right? Like down the line. Like, that's kind of, look, I love Naruto. That'd be kind of wild, right? Imagine having the tailed fox and the Susanoo. And then, like, then again, we kind of see that anyway, which I wonder if they did that as a kind of a, as a callback kind of saying, like, because when they, it was in the last movie, and then Boruto kind of like redid it with its episodes, where they were fighting the Otsutsukis, and so, like, Naruto brings out, like, his full Kurama. He goes, you know, Kurama. And then, like, Sasuke, like, puts the Susanoo over Kurama. I was like, what the? I was like, yeah,
and you see, like, the big Kurama using the sword. And he, like, chops the rock monster in half.
Yes.
That would be, like, too OP. And that's why I would rather, like, I said, what's her name? Gets the other part of Team 7. What's her name?
Man, I can see her face.
Starts with U S E.
I can see her hair. It's like, look, I don't know Japanese, right? You know, it's like, it's, but seriously, I mean, that the, I forget what's the Tsunade thing,
but
well, the Basuago, whatever it is, which kind of enhances her abilities, her physical abilities. They should have just made that plus
Sage. That's what I'm saying. I wish I was Sage mode. I wish somehow Naruto, like, I guess doesn't get Sage mode, but maybe develops in some other way with, like, maybe the way he got the Nine Tails Chakra, he stole it before Kurama was on his side, and he uses that to fight Pain. Ooh. Maybe crop out the Susanoo, like, reduce the Sharingan so it doesn't need to be that strong, and Naruto doesn't reach that level too. I don't know. I just feel like it's way too Dragon Ball Z.
And it's crazy how that's crazy that you bring that up because I like Dragon Ball Z. You know, it's one of the earlier shows that I watched, but a little bit later in life, I watched Dragon Ball just to see like how did we get to the beginning of Dragon Ball Z. I was like, Dragon Ball is kind of dope. It's like a lot of martial arts. It's very tactical, kind of like how Part One Naruto is, and then Part Two and the Dragon Ball Z, like, oh no, everyone's just throwing beams. There's transformations out the ass. And Part Two Naruto, people are just throwing like I said, Biju bombs. There's techniques that be wiping out landscapes. I'm like, all right, you know what? It's a little overdone. I mean, look, I will still watch it, but I kind of see what you mean. I wanted to see more of the fighting. You know, martial art aspect, which was good because I guess we did.
And that's why that's such a good fight, is because it goes back to that. like that's it goes back to that like strategy fighting and like technique versus the like Bijou bomb.
And it had a good story attached to it, which made it, you know, like it was like the fourth or fifth time we brought up the fight. I think something about this fight is good. I don't know what it's about, but something about this fight is really
damn good.
It's
just the whole choreography and like the way the melody plays, plus the Kikashi Obito backstory. Plus, like it's just plus the whole motive and all the weight behind it. Plus, Sakura just didn't stab the guy's eye out, so we even have to get to that point, but...
And you reached the end of the episode of Weebcast. I thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed me and Bill talking about some Naruto. You're going to hear a lot more in the next part, in next week's episode, where you hear me and Bill talk a little bit more about the fourth great Ninja War, Sakura, and all kinds of character tweaks and kind of things we would probably do with the character, and much more attached to that episode. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure that you guys check out the links in the description. There you can find all my social media links and the Patreon and other ways you can support the show monetarily. Also, you can find my friend Bill's content in the comments, description show notes as well. So make sure you guys follow us. Make sure you guys love us. and make sure you guys try to support if you can. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing with your friends and family. Thank you for allowing our voices into your hearts and into your ears, into your homes. This has been your boy C-Dub, a.k.a. Chris, a.k.a. Maury, a.k.a. The Independent Variable, a.k.a. I still like Naruto a lot, a.k.a. God, that war was just a drag. But I'll see you guys, and we're out of 2000. See ya.